Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For over 40 years, University Cancer and Blood Center has been helping Georgians face cancer diagnosis with courage, confidence, and trust.
And in Oconee County now, University Cancer and Blood Center. Joined now by the UCBC's Dr. Frederick Flint. Dr. Flint, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Folks have seen this facility driving by it. I might not even know what it is, this big facility now, just off 316 at the Oconee Connector. You're telling me actually open this week, but a grand opening, a ribbon cutting and such coming up later this week?
Yes, sir. That will be Friday at 4 o'clock.
Tell me about this facility, the University Cancer Blood Center. First of all, tell me about UCBC. Obviously, a lot is told by the name itself, but tell us about the UCBC.
So University Cancer and Blood Center has been the primary location for cancer care in Athens for over 40 years, and we provide cancer care for many surrounding communities in Northeast Georgia, from all the way in Toccoa to all the way south in Eatonton. And as far as close to Atlanta as Covington, but our home base is here in Athens for the last 40 years, and we're excited to be expanding now into Oconee County.
All right, the facility. What's going to be what is now available there? What's this place about?
So this is the first cancer care center in Oconee County. It's 24,000 square feet. There will be 10 physicians seeing patients on alternating days, both medical oncologists as well as palliative care physicians and nurse practitioners and physician's assistants. We also have infusion chairs for chemotherapy. There are 38 infusion chairs. And you got to see it, my friend. It is just beautiful. And the kind of, I had a patient earlier this week describe it as chemotherapy spa day, which I don't know that I've ever quite heard that chemotherapy term that way. But we also offer supportive care services and social work, full laboratory, and actually imaging. We'll be doing screening mammographies and CT scans with a separate entrance for those patients just coming in for imaging.
You know, it just occurs to me, Dr. Frederick Flint, University Cancer and Blood Center, in a perfect world, this facility wouldn't open in the first place because there would be no demand for it. The optimal answer here would be zero. How many patients are you treating? The ideal answer would be zero. We don't live in that world. This is the world in which we live. So in terms of capacity, how many folks will you be able to handle?
Generally, up to 125 patients per day just in our Oconee office.
That's a lot of folks there. And in terms of cancer care itself, and obviously that's what's at play here, that's what we're talking about this morning with this brand spanking new facility. I've always had this notion as a personal matter, maybe not as relates to other people, and we've all known people who've battled cancer over the years, and a good many of them successfully. So I've always been, on a personal level, kind of terrified. I mean, a lot of people are. If you told me I had cancer of the fingernail, I would think it was something that was going to take me out. And I know that over the years, I can read data that we have made tremendous strides. For lack of a better way to ask the question, how tremendous have the strides been, and what's next?
Yeah, that we continue to push the envelope. First, let me say that this job is a calling, you know, to have the honor to, you know, walk this journey with cancer patients and sort of help alleviate some of that fear, walk them through as best we can. Our outcomes continue to improve. All cancer subtypes, if you look at National Cancer Registry data, survival rates are improving in nearly all cancer subtypes.
And you talk about pushing that envelope and keep making those kind of strides. What's necessary? I mean, I'm sure it's an all-hands-on-deck situation, Dr. Flint, universities and then a lot of the work that's being done here in Athens and elsewhere. What's going to move the ball farther down the field?
Well, UCBC has been on the forefront of cancer research since its founding. We have our own research division So we are actively involved in clinical trials in multiple different cancer subtypes. We are also a national cancer institute, community research cancer center. So we're sponsored in cooperation with the National Institutes of Health in D.C., being able to offer patients world-class trials close to home. I also say UCBC is always on the forefront of new therapies that are coming out and being approved. We're the only facility in the state of Georgia to be able to offer a type of what's called a radiopharmaceutical, which is sort of like a smart bomb chemotherapy with radiation attached, for lack of a better description, but next line therapy. No other center has been able to offer it. We've gotten referrals from as far west as Nebraska and as far north as New Jersey. So just proud to offer that to the community.
Again, Dr. Frederick Flint with us here, board certified in internal medicine, hematology, and medical oncology, the University Cancer and Blood Center, the new facility out there on 316, the Oconee Connector, the ribbon cutting on Friday, but already open and serving patients as we speak. I was reading your resume here, Mercer, the medical school, and then the Air Force, and a tour in Afghanistan, working in medical operations there. That strikes me as a little bit curious, and you can tell me a little bit about what you did there, because I'm okay. You're in Afghanistan. There's a war going on, and obviously combat casualties. But you're an oncologist, and I'm trying to connect those dots, what that must have been like. What were you doing over there?
Well, my analogy for this, you know, when you sign up to be in the Army or the Marines, you're a rifleman no matter what your job is. In the medical field, no matter what your specialty is, you are still trained to take care of patients with battlefield trauma. And so I was deployed to Afghanistan. They did allow me to serve as the theater consultant for hematology oncology. Believe it or not, with the contract type workers that were in Afghanistan, we did diagnose some cancers in those contract workers, and some hematology came up. But my job mostly there was to run and be part of the trauma ICU team. And thankfully, they sent me to Baltimore Shock Trauma to learn trauma medicine really well just before deploying.
Again, Dr. Frederick Flint, as an oncologist and as somebody at this University Cancer and Blood Center, I suppose, and you tell me, correct anything I'm getting wrong here, but I suppose that by the time they, quote unquote, get to you, it's about treatment more than diagnosis. But that moment of diagnosis, I'm assuming you've been in the room, and I'm assuming you have been over the years somebody who's had to deliver that news to some person, some individual, some loved ones. What's that moment like? I could go to medical school, I could learn to be a doctor, give you enough time. I don't think I'd ever learn that skill.
Well, again, I think it goes back to oncology being a calling for not just the physicians, but the advanced practice providers and nurses. You know, everybody at UCBC thinks of oncology as that calling. There's no easy way around it, but just being there with love and compassion, listening, to patients' concerns, and hopefully being able to explain things on a level which, regardless of healthcare literacy rate, a patient can understand.
And at every level, and this applies, I'm sure, across the board, the prognosis, and obviously the diagnosis, the moment of diagnosis, the catching it early or not, as the case may be, has a lot to do with the prognosis, but also that patient attitude. Simply stated, how hard are you willing to fight? How much does that play into it?
Well, I think a positive attitude has a benefit in any situation in life, certainly in face with the cancer diagnosis. I also believe the importance of faith and family support and, helping patients navigate the diagnosis. And we know that all that is so important on every level in terms of their diagnosis, how they do with tolerating treatment, and their cancer outcomes.
Are there any things, plural, that I can do? I'm somebody, I'm 61 years old, no reason whatsoever to believe I have any kind of cancer. My most recent physical's not turning up anything. Let's assume for the moment that I'm cancer-free. What's the best thing I can do to stay that way?
Well, number one, ensure that you're up to date on your routine cancer screenings with your primary care physician. And so whether that's prostate cancer screening and for men, but also colonoscopies with gastroenterology, and for females, mammography and female exams as well. Those are all how we catch cancer early and how the outcomes improve, because we continue to get better at our screening rates in this country. And then otherwise, maintaining good health. You know, eating what our moms told us to, you know, low fat, lean protein, fruits and vegetables are the best way nutritionally to prevent cancer. And then finally, let me say, and you know, as part of University Cancer and Blood Center, we have our own genetics department and genetic counselor. So if you or anybody listening may have a family history of cancer, we can actually assess their family history and help determine if there is any hereditary predisposition syndrome to cancer, so that maybe screenings, additional screenings might be needed based off those genetic results.
And Dr. Frederick Flint, the ribbon cutting on Friday, University Cancer and Blood Center, 316 at the Oconee Connector, brand spanking new facility opened just this week, a couple of days ago. Dr. Flint, thanks for your time this morning. Best of luck moving forward.
Can I add one more thing, my
Please
friend?
Do. Yes.
So I just want to make it clear that we're also opening a comprehensive cancer center in Athens. So that will be opening in August, just beside our current office on Old Jefferson Road. So more to come.
Out there on Jefferson Road, Old Jefferson Road, as it were. Again, we'll make note of that. And we thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, my friend.